Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Focus on Health, brought to you each week at this time by Vandy's Medical Center, where their focus is you. And joining us this morning, we have Lori Foster from Vandy's Medical Center. Lori, happy April to you on this windy Wednesday morning.
Good morning, and happy April to you too, Pat.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Why doesn't the wind blow?
That's a good question. We've been so used to this for so long there, Lori, for the last few weeks anyway.
Yes, well, it doesn't make me like it anymore.
You and me both. You and me both. Hey, you had a big day last Saturday for the Easter egg hunt. How did that go at Vandy's?
We had a fantastic event, Pat. I'm so glad you asked. I want to thank all the families that brought their kids out to support our second annual community Easter egg hunt. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time. Man, those kids just run and find the eggs so quickly. It was wrapped up. Really, we were all done within 15 minutes. So it was a great turnout. I do want to thank our hospital foundation for sponsoring the event, donating prizes for the event. We had a number of volunteers that helped out. And thanks to our law enforcement friends that came out to join us for the event as well.
Right next door.
Yes.
The sheriff's office. And I believe Webster City Police. And
that is correct.
Fire department too? Were they there, I'm presuming?
They did not. They were not able to make it. But we had a great turnout. And it was really fun. I have to say, the Burnett family brought a baby lamb out. And the kids loved that too. So terrific event. And we look forward to hosting that again next year.
Which will be right around April, I believe, because Easter was early this year.
It was. It'll all depend on the calendar and when Easter falls.
April 20th is the date for 2025, according to the calendar I looked at for next year.
Well, Pat, you ought to be on the planning committee. You're just
thanks.
Way ahead.
Yeah.
Ahead of the game for us.
We have got a lot of good things going on at Vandy's Medical Center. Of course, we have a very special guest from Hamilton County Public Health, Brad Berg. We'll talk with him in just a few minutes. But Lori, we've got a lot of good things going on, don't we?
We do, of course. I've got a few announcements I would like to share. I'm extending an invitation for public to join us for our next SALT meeting. SALT stands for Seniors and Law Enforcement Together, and that will be tomorrow morning in Jewel at the Montgomery Memorial Library. We get things started at 9 o'clock, providing kind of a light breakfast and doing blood pressure checks. And then the meeting itself gets underway at 9:30, where we have announcements from law enforcement and area agency officials, and then cover all the different events that are going on around Hamilton County. The program itself is going to be fraud bingo. So we invite people to come have some fun. This will be presented by the gals from Avila Bank in Jewel. And it's to help grow your knowledge in fraud and scams, be able to identify when someone is trying to get your information, and then learn how to protect yourself and others from fraudsters and scammers. So a very important and pertinent topic. And the SALT meetings are free and open to the public. We host them every other month in different locations. So we invite you to come out and join us tomorrow morning.
Very good.
And then I do want to mention Fuller Hall is hosting their health and wellness fair this Saturday from 9 to 1. Vandy's Medical Center will be there. We'll have a table really promoting a lot of our different services, new ortho services, which I will touch upon, our new general surgeon, skilled care services, and podiatry services. We will also have information on our senior health insurance information program, and I do know that Senior Life Solutions will also have a booth there. So stop by our booth. We're going to have some great giveaways. Again, it's 9 to 1 at Fuller Hall this Saturday morning.
It's all free.
Yes, and it is free.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got a couple of additional announcements I'd like to mention. Our auxiliary is hosting a uniform, scrub, and clothing sale Friday, April 12th. It is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It will be in our clinic boardroom. And there is an exterior door that is located. There's a sidewalk that's right in between the west entrance to the hospital and our clinic. And people can park in the parking lot there and enter through that doorway. The fundraiser is actually being brought to us by Emerson's at the Willow in Mason City. And I share this because typically we promote it as uniform and scrub sale, but they have regular street clothing, shoes, bags, purses, you name it, all sorts of great stuff. So stop on out and check it out. Again, it's 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday, April 12th. And, of course, proceeds do support patient care at the hospital. Don't forget about the auxiliary scholarships that are available. I've been giving reminders. The auxiliary is giving four $1,000 scholarships to graduates who are interested in pursuing a career in healthcare. And it may be for someone that's looking to further their education in the healthcare field. The deadline for the application is April 15th, and the application and information can be found on our website. Go to vandeastmc.org. You know, and then we talked about before the program, Pat, it is actually a blue and green day for National Donate Life Month on Friday, April 12th. And we're going to be hosting a flag raising on that day out at the hospital. And I'll share more information. But because you asked me about it, I did want to share that with the public, too. And this is a great time to create awareness for that.
Because normally we'd have it on the first of the month, but the ceremony, I'm told by you, Lori, is coming up on April 12th at Van Deese Medical Center. I spoke the other day with a representative from the Iowa Donor Network about tissue donations, eyes, and so on and so forth. So last year was kind of a busy one for that organization, and it looks as though more of the same is coming up in 2024 because people are donating their organs, their eyes, and tissues, and so forth for the gift of life.
It's so true, and it's it's fantastic. So we want to create awareness for that as well. Mm-hmm. And again, we're tying it in with that National Blue and Green Day for Donate Life Month.
And this flag will be on display from April 12th until the end of the month of April.
Until the end of April, that's April 30th. Correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And then lastly, I do want to mention, we are so excited to have new orthopedic services here at Van Deese Medical Center. We have partnered with Iowa Ortho out of Des Moines, and we have Dr. Brett Rosenthal, who is a spine specialist, and Dr. Scott Shumway, who is a hand and upper extremity specialist. They started seeing patients last week. Dr. Rosenthal sees patients the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month. Dr. Shumway sees patients the second and fourth Thursdays of each month. To schedule appointments for either of those physicians, you can call 515-832-7746.
A lot of stuff going on.
A lot of great things happening. You're right.
For sure.
And we've got some great things to be talking about on today's program as well.
And we're talking all about the WELL program, Lori.
We are. We actually am very pleased to have as our guest Brad Berg with Hamilton County Public Health. And he is an environmental health specialist, also Hamilton County sanitarian. And we're going to be talking about the WELL program that's available. And we certainly want to have a little time to touch on radon testing. And Brad is just a wealth of information. So good morning, Brad, and thank you for joining us on the program.
Morning, Lori.
Nice to have you here.
Good to be here.
Why don't you start by sharing with listeners how long you have been doing this?
Do I have to?
Yes, please. Great experience to share.
Well, I've been a sanitarian for probably about close to 18 years. I've worked for Hamilton County for 10 years. So I've done sanitarian work for Hamilton County for the last 10 years, testing wells and doing inspections on tattoos and tanning and pools.
Talk a little bit more about that. What is all part of your, like, your role, what you do as Hamilton County sanitarian?
Like I said, inspections, pool inspections, tanning beds, septics, all well testing, permitting for wells, time of transfers for septics for the when you sell the house. Okay. You have to have a working septic system, mm-hmm. so time of transfers and all that stuff.
And who knew? Gosh, Brad's taking care of it. So good. This is just fantastic.
Good for him.
We definitely want to talk about the WELL program.
Yeah.
Because there's probably a lot of people that are not aware or familiar with this program.
Well, and we try to get the information out by sending out our postcards and stuff. I just feel that some of it gets, you know, through the cracks there, and we can't get to everybody. So that's why we're doing this and trying to get more information out there, because there's through grants to counties, which is a state funded
program.
Mm-hmm. we get monies to do free well testing once a year. So, and that includes well pluggings, renovation of wells, and the renovation of wells, though, has to be where the well is so bad that it's getting bacteria in it, and it's to rehabilitate it and bring it up. There is, we pay up to $1,000 reimbursement on that, but it has to be done by a certified well guy there to mm-hmm. do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we also pay up to $300 if your well has to be shock chlorinated. So if it tests for positive for coliform, which is a bacteria in the ground, if it tests positive for that, you usually have to shock your well. If it's shocked by a certified well guy, we reimburse up to $300 for that and up to $500 for plugging a well.
Yeah. So that is nice to know that there is financial assistance yep. that is available for this. And it sounds like the first step would be to have the well tested.
Have the well tested, which is where I come in.
Right.
Because, and a lot of people ask me, well, can you come out and fix it? It's like, I'm just giving you information, trying to educate you on your well. So usually I'll come out and test it. If everything comes back fine, then I usually send them the information through the mail. If there's something off or coliform or arsenic or something, I'll give them a call and say, hey, listen, this is going on, and give them suggestions of what they do can do. Plus, if it's off, then I send them out information on if it's arsenic, you know, what arsenic is and the dangers of it and all mm-hmm. that. So, and that's the big one, arsenic, because like this past quarter, I probably tested 37 or 40 wells. Out of that, 2% of them were arsenic. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but if you look at just that little group, that's a lot.
That is concerning, yes.
And arsenic's one of them things that it doesn't hurt you like now. You can drink the water, but it's a cumulative effect. So over the next 15, 20 years of continuously drinking it, builds up in your system, and it can cause cancers later on in life. Yeah, so
okay.
That's why.
So you don't want to let this go.
No.
And, you know, what Brad is sharing with everyone is you can have free well testing done each year.
Yes.
Great program to take mm-hmm. advantage of.
And usually if it comes back like coliform, if they shock chlorinate it, I'll come back and test it to make sure it's, you know, within normal levels and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But, and also with arsenic, if I come out, now what I do is a total arsenic test. So that just says, yeah, you got arsenic. There's an arsenic 3 and an arsenic 5, and that has to do with how you treat it. Because arsenic 3 has to be turned into arsenic 5 in order for it to be taken out with reverse osmosis. So then if they have arsenic, I'll come out and do a speciation test, and that's covered under the grants to counties also.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So after the work is done, you know, if something is found, you come back out and retest depending on the situation.
Make sure it's being treated properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll give them information on, you know, where they can go to get help with the wells and stuff.
Right. Depending on if you find something, if it's arsenic,
yep.
something else.
Yeah.
You have certain certified specialists that you
yep.
work with.
Yeah.
From probably around the state.
Yeah, I can get it from around the state, but most of the people that come in here, there's only a couple guys that come in here. So, you know, that's usually the names I give out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I ever get any others that treat wells and stuff, then I'll take their information, I'll give that to them also. But,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so.
And so you were saying arsenic is kind of the main...
Well, that's the hardest one to get,
found around it, here.
You know, and that's the one that I hate to tell people they have,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
just because it's, you know, it's so hard to get rid of, you know, and it can cost a lot of money to treat your well water if you have something like that, you
mm-hmm.
know. There was one lady years ago that she had spent $5,000 on a treatment system that treated her whole house. Now, most people don't do that. They'll usually, like, have a, you know, a faucet at the... beside the sink.
Kitchen sink. Or
yeah.
yeah.
With
mm-hmm.
reverse osmosis or something. And that's the thing with arsenic, you can't boil it out. It's even worse if you cook with it because it boils out the water and it's more highly concentrated because it is a heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, instead of 15 parts per billion, you might boil the water out and it'd be like 30 parts per billion or something.
So actually increasing the risk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it something that you would detect when drinking the water? No.
No, you won't know that you're drinking it. The only way is to test it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's some wells I would have swore to you had arsenic in them. Nothing. There's others that say, this has got to have arsenic. Nope. It has arsenic. So
there is a distinct difference in drinking well water, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. some of it can, and some of the stuff that can make it nasty is like sulfate. You know, that's that rotten egg smell.
Yes.
You get that in, and that can be highly corrosive on pipes. So it doesn't hurt you to drink it because it'd have to be such high amounts that you couldn't stand to drink it. But it does eat away pipes and stuff.
Is that something when you're doing your testing, you're able to tell if there's like a high concentrate of?
Well, you can kind of tell because of the smell of the water, but you're not sure that it's above what it's supposed to be, which is like 250 parts per billion. That and nitrates, you hardly ever see nitrates in any wells. Out of 18 years of doing it, I think I've only seen nitrates once or twice.
Really?
Which is surprising because that comes from, like, you know, feedlots and decaying fecal matter and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which you might expect, I mean, in our area, like we're in a rural area.
Yeah. So that one surprises me that we don't see more of that, which I'm grateful for because that's harmful for kids and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and E. coli, you very rarely ever see. If you see that, then it means like your septic is close to your well and it's leaking fecal matter into your well, which isn't good.
And that's a problem.
But then that's where the other part comes in, where you can get your well reconstructed if that's happening. You know, now that we won't pay to have a new well drilled, but if it comes out and they assess it and say, hey, yeah, we can fix it, then we'll pay to have it rehabilitated.
So. Okay. Great information. So, Brad, if somebody has questions, they're listening to the program, maybe they haven't had their well tested or it's been a while since they have, what's the best way? First step is to get a hold of you.
Call the office, 832-9565.
Okay.
Public health office, and just tell them that you want your well tested. Give them the address and phone number, and I'll put it in my queue there to get it tested. So, yep.
Perfect. Well, when we're talking about healthcare and regularly, you know, getting your screenings and testing done, this is a great topic. We're talking about health for, you know, our residents. People need to be thinking about their annual well testing.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. So. Well, and that's part of the reason we do this, to keep people healthy and also to protect the groundwater and stuff.
Absolutely. So. Well, I want to make sure that we have some time to talk about radon testing as well.
Yes.
And we have briefly talked about this topic on the program before. And I have to tell you, when we covered it, I got some great feedback from listeners and really appreciated sharing the information on this show. So let's talk a little bit about the radon testing as well.
Yeah, we're just now starting to get into it. We have the little test
kit
deal that they can come in, and what we do is we buy it at cost, and then we have to get money back on that because there is no grants for that. So they're $15 a kit, and they take it back and they send in the information, and they'll get back a response on that. Now, the thing, we're just starting to dip our toes in this, and I've thought about getting certified to come out and do testing, at which point we could charge, but it's like really expensive, and I haven't found any grants out there yet. So But radon in this area is an issue because, like, Iowa is ranked, like, highest in the nation for radon. It's like 7 out of 10 homes in Iowa have had that point where they need to do something about it. 7 out of 10, so that's high. 400 deaths per year from radon caused lung cancers and stuff. So, and radon's, like arsenic, is a colorless, odorless thing that you don't know it's going into your house. It's all around outside, but outside it's a different issue because it's just into there. It's when it's in the house where your house is all tight against the winter and mm-hmm. everything, and it traps all that radon gas in there. It can get in through, like, pipes and cracks in the foundation and stuff. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And is there a better time that, you know, to test, or, like, maybe now when people are kind of opening up their houses?
Yeah, they say that
soon.
You know, any time to test is a good time,
mm-hmm.
just to see. Because, you know, if it's there, it's going to be there in the summer. Now, you might find it a little more in the winter just because your house is closed up.
Right.
So it's probably better to test in the winter. But, you know, I'd test any time just to make sure.
Mm-hmm. So. And how often do you recommend the testing?
That is supposed to be, if it's clear, every 2 years you're supposed to test. So, yeah. And if it's not clear, then you're supposed to do a repeat test and get that. If it needs mitigation, then you have to contact somebody that can mitigate the radon out of your house.
Mm-hmm. So. And this is another one of those things that people would not know at all.
Yep.
They don't think about it. And you hear statistics like Brad just shared, 7 out of 10 homes contain radon concentration.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so really the easiest thing, again, is to contact public health.
Yep. And they can get you a test kit.
Okay.
Stop by the office and they know where it is and give us $15 and you can go test your house.
And it's a simple process.
Yep. Just put the little thing out and let it do its thing.
Let it do its thing.
Yep.
Okay. Well, again, great information to share. And this radon, like you say, it comes through, like,
through cracks in the foundation.
In the foundation, it can come right.
And through where your plumbing comes in, things like that. So, and then problem is, it gets into your house, it has nowhere to go, it's just trapped in your house.
Yeah, contained in there.
So that's part of the why you mitigate it, because what they do is put a fan in to suck it out and blow it out through your roof. So
mm-hmm. And so if someone does find out that their levels are higher concentration, and they need to have some mitigation, yeah, done,
they can contact me and I can give them a list of people that are licensed to mitigate it.
Mm-hmm. So. And is that a fairly simple process to have that mitigation done?
Well, it's a pipe through from your basement up through your roof. And then I think they dig underneath the foundation to have a fan in there to suck all that radon out, because they got to go to the lowest point and stuff. Probably anywhere from $800 to $2,500, depending on house and depending on what they have to do and stuff.
Right.
So.
Is there any assistance for?
Not that I've found yet, but I'm, like I said, I'm starting to dip my toe into it. So,
grant money to see if there's something.
So we'll see if there's monies out there. National Lung Association is a great resource, and I'm part of this cancer consortium now, that they can get us information and stuff too. So.
Okay. Great information. Once again, if you have questions about radon testing or well testing, Brad and the experts at Hamilton County Public Health can take care of you. Any other announcements from public health or information that you'd like to share about some of the work that you do there?
Just like the health fair. That's about the only thing coming up, and I'll be at the health fair. From, I think, 11 to 12.
Perfect.
So if you got any questions, come out and ask me.
Hey, that is a great time. Yep. Stop on down to Fuller Hall during the health fair. Yep. Brad said he will be available and can answer your questions there.
Yeah.
Will you have some radon tests available for purchase there?
I could.
I think that's a great idea. Yes.
I could possibly
collect
do that.
The money, $15.
There you go.
People can plan to bring their cash.
I'll bring some sheets for them to sign up for well testing, too, if they want.
There you go. We're putting it together right now.
Sure.
Gosh, Brad, I do want to thank you for being on the program today and sharing great information and appreciate your service for Hamilton County. And I know that you've, even before then, you've been helping residents in surrounding counties. So a wealth of information.
Yeah, maybe too much.
No, I don't think so.
Good job.
Well, we would certainly love to have you back on the program to cover additional information. I do have to say and give a little plug here because Brad's son, Tyler Berg, works out at Van Deest Medical Center, and he is in our EMS and does a fantastic job for us. And
yes.
Quite often is recognized by patients, by staff, for his service out there too. So
well, he better.
You got it.
Be
you
to.
Got a great one there in Tyler.
For
so
sure.
We certainly appreciate having you there.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Pleasure
same here.
Being here.
Very good. Again, nice to have you. Any questions for Brad or the others out at Hamilton County Public Health, you can call 515-832-9565.
All right. So again, don't forget the program tomorrow, SALT, at Montgomery Memorial Library there in Jewell. We'll talk about bingo. That is the, what kind of bingo is that?
Fraud bingo.
Fraud bingo. That's
yes.
coming up tomorrow morning, Wednesday, excuse me, Thursday.
Thursday.
At Montgomery Memorial Library and the health fair scheduled for this coming Saturday, and that's taking place at Fuller Hall in Webster City.
That is correct.
All right. We'll look forward to another great show next week there, Lori.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you, Lori Foster, and to Brad Berg. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deest Medical Center, where their focus is you. I'm Pat Powers.